listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. A public appeal for information has been launched as police undertake a cross-border manhunt. The wanted offender, Alan Hopkins, is described as being 185 centimetres tall and of solid build, with short brown hair, brown eyes and a skull tattoo on his right arm. It's believed he's driving a grey Mazda Ute and may have travelled into Victoria. Police are urging anybody with information regarding his whereabouts to call police immediately on 131 444. One of the country's biggest farming groups is confident a new future drought fund will help us reach our net zero emissions targets. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese yesterday announced $500 million to help farmers and communities prepare for the next big dry. Natalie Collard from Farmers for Climate Action says it also contains solutions to help farmers lower their emissions.
And if we're growing food and fibre long term, which we're absolutely putting up our hands to do, we need to manage climate from being simply variable to actually climate change. And this is the critical decade and time.
South Australia's real estate industry is pleased that interest rates are staying on hold following yesterday's decision from the Reserve Bank. But Andrea Heading from the Real Estate Institute says it remains tough for first home buyers to get into the housing market.
I think still from a first home buyer's perspective, there's still that affordability issue. If inflation is at 2-3%, then we'll start seeing interest rate drop.
And briefly, lawyers will no longer be able to call themselves KCs under new legislation being put forward by the state's Attorney General. Taking a quick look at the results from the weekend's Lower Southeast hockey games. In the Division 1 women's comp, West Gambia had a victory against the Redbacks, scoring 6-1, while the Tigers beat Riddick 4-0.